The Muse Machine will present Dancing in the Moonlight, Muse Machine in Concert, a one-night-only song and dance showcase spanning popular music of the last half century. It's at the Victoria Theater, August 13th. I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus, and here are Ruth Reveal and Doug Merck from The Muse Machine.
We were approached by Muse alumni that go back to the mid-90s. A group of them got together and stepped forward, and they wanted to return to Muse. They wanted to perform with us again and on the Victoria stage again, and had some ideas. And so we've been working for a couple of ideas about how that might come together and how they might perform with current Muse students. And so now we have a group of kids dating all the way down to just 9 or 10 years old, all the way up to students who were with Muse Machine back in the 80s, sharing the stage together.
And what kind of music is on the show?
Essentially, it spans the last 50 years, but honestly, we have a piece that goes back into the 1800s as well. And it goes up to Billy Joel, Fleetwood Mac. For the most part, these will be pieces that people know and love. You can tell by the title, Dancing in the Moonlight, that it leans into dance. It's dance pieces that are connected to music that I think that's really dear to people's hearts. And there's a lot of emotion in the show, I got to say, too. There are quite a lot of moments I think are going to pull some heartstrings, both just because of what it means to have these kids together on stage, but in some cases what it means to bring Muse alumni from decades ago back together on that stage again.
When the alums first approached us about bringing the summer concert back, we were really grateful to be able to bring in the Miriam Rosenthal Foundation to be kind of the kickstarter of the funding for the concert. So we're incredibly grateful for them and the other funders that have been able to step in and support the concert and its return.
With so many people involved, when do you rehearse?
Morning, noon, and night every day for the last several weeks. We add people bit by bit. Some of the alum, as you might imagine, join a little later in the game. That's for a great reason, though, because these alum are performing on Broadway now, are professional singers and performers. And so some of them join us just a little later in the game. But how exciting to have them back on that stage. The challenge, I think, kind of goes back to what you were saying about like how quickly some of this has to come together. So there are weeks in putting it together, but there are so many different numbers. Every arrangement in the show is new and customized for us. Even if they were familiar with the material, they are learning these new versions. Dances for almost every song, which may come down to a single person singing on stage or more than 100 people dancing and singing on stage with a student orchestra all at the same time. So as you can imagine, those logistics times every song in the show, there's quite a lot to pull together. When we perform with our normal students, that's a really wonderful thing. But something that's unusual here, again, is this idea that if you've been away, this brings a different perspective to this. And there are lyrics that continually in the show that just ring a little differently. There's one lyric from a Fleetwood Mac song that we're doing that says, "Even children get older, and I'm getting older too." That means something different when it's coming from an alum who's stepped away for several decades and is now returning. Moments like that are going to be really special.
Who's the music director for this concert?
Jeff Powell, who many will know from his long career with Dayton Opera.
And you must also have a very busy stage manager during the show, too.
We do, who is Shannon Sellers, and I should also mention our choreographer who comes to us each year from New Orleans, and that is Lula Elzey, who has had her hands full creating all the dances for Dancing in the Moonlight.
One of the very poignant moments in the show will be a remembrance of Lorna Dawes, who is Muse's executive director and who's a great friend to WDPR as well. There will be a moment in the performance where we remember her and her impact on Muse Machine and on the alumni that are going to be singing. We're happy to be able to remember her in that way.
Ruth Reveal and Doug Merck from The Muse Machine. Dancing in the Moonlight, Muse Machine in Concert is tomorrow night at the Victoria Theater. More information at musemachine.com. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.